Hey, it's Rick, and I'm going to start this podcast in a funny way. I'm going to say that I allowed myself to do this finally. It's been a long time, and I'm taking the first step, and you're going to understand what I mean by that shortly. So today I was taking a walk, walking my dog. It's Sunday. It's a day that I kind of take to reflect, you know, which is good to do. You want to reflect on what you did for the week, what you have coming up, and kind of go over, check in with yourself, see how you're feeling about what's happening in your life. But you know, I'm wearing, just so happens that I'm wearing a Gary V shirt that says "Take the First Step," that I was given free at his sneaker event, his launch of his first sneaker in New York City. And I started really, you know, as I was walking, I started reflecting and thinking about the phrase and what this really meant. Well, what it means to take the first step and the importance. And getting back to this podcast, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and I almost wasn't allowing myself because, you know, I wanted it to be perfect, right? So like human nature, right? We want things to be perfect. We're scared to look stupid. We're not allowing ourselves, you know, in our natural defense. Our natural way of thinking is always on defense, right? Human nature, you're always trying to protect yourself. Even subconsciously, you may not even know that you're doing it, but we work around things that bring us fear or insecurities, or that, you know, we're unsure of, right? And the importance of taking the first step in life and in business is amazing to me. You know, for a long time, and I'll get into my whole history about who I am. This is my first podcast. I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I'm just doing it. I'm just going. There's no editing. I'm not a techie guy. It is what it is, and I hope you understand that, and I truly appreciate and love you all. You know, I belong to the reseller community on Instagram. You know, if you want to follow me, or I would love to follow you back as well, please do. It's I'm Rick on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook. And quick background, but I will get into it. I own a estate sale business. I resell for a living, so I buy and sell on eBay, Amazon, various platforms, and that's what I do for a living. I grew up in the house clean out, junk removal / antique business. So this is what I've been doing for a long time, and I'm thankful that I gained a lot of knowledge, and now I'm taking it. Now it's helping me grow my own business, because I worked for my father's business for a long time, and that's a little background. But the first step concept, you know, again, for a long time I thought I deserved big things in life. Like, I always had these big dreams, right? We have these big dreams, but, you know, I wasn't willing to put in the work that it took to accomplish those things. You know, selfishly, I was thinking that I deserved it, right? That I'm entitled, that, oh, how come this person has it and I don't? Well, guess what? That person's been working for 30 years, 40, 50, or whatever, and that's why they have it. So they understood the concept of taking the first step and taking many steps. Because what happens is, once you take that first step, you start overcoming your fears. You start breaking the wall. So the first step is also taking the first chip out of the wall. And in life, I just feel like there's always a wall. You know, it's just, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you'll absolutely understand what I'm saying. Like, there's always things that are gonna come and disrupt your growth, or it's gonna try. So the whole thing is to get past and don't allow it. So just, you know, chipping away. But first of all, allowing yourself. You know, we're brought up with these, you know, sometimes it's in our DNA, this way of thinking of, you know, negative thoughts, and kind of almost self-sabotaging our own success. And it's all about breaking through all of that. And for a long time, and I don't want to sound like I'm perfect or I know what I'm talking about, but I'm learning. I'm learning from, you know, many mentors, Gary V being one of them. You know, he's he's broken through that wall a long time ago. He just had the DNA. You know, many of us don't have that. So I had the entrepreneurial fire. I just didn't know where to deploy it or how. So it took me a long time. And, you know, selfishly, a little background. I mean, I partied for a long time. There's no doubt about it that I definitely enjoyed life, but I always knew there was something more for me. And I realized that putting in the work is how it was going to happen, you know? So there was no shortcuts. Like in life, there was absolutely no shortcuts. So just understand that very clearly. And the more time you waste, you know, many people will say when they're 50, 60, oh, if I only would have started earlier, how far I would have become. And the past is the past. I don't have regrets. I mean, you know, I definitely enjoyed my life. But this is like a new, this has only been a couple years for me that I've been truly an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur in spirit and my heart for a long time, but I didn't actually allow myself or had the knowledge or, you know, again, I'm sure many of you have that fire, have that readiness in you, but, you know, where do you deploy it? You know, like the number one thing seems to be, I just don't know what I want to do. Like you want to do something because as a human, you want to grow. It's your natural instinct to grow, but then it's also your natural instinct to be on defense and have, you know, we have this fear mechanism in us to protect us. So it's like a, you know, it's a battle, right? So you need to kind of break through that and allow yourself. And allowing yourself is a big, big thing. And being okay with the losses and with the disappointments and with the family stuff and the, you know, there's friends, you know, I'm sure you're worried about what people are going to think, whatever, you know. And again, I'm talking for the entrepreneurs and it's not even about business. It's just life in general. Even if you work a 9-to-5, maybe you want to, you know, start going to the gyms. You want to try yoga. You want to, whatever you want to do in life. You want to buy a house. You want to buy a car, whatever. And allowing yourself that and knowing that you deserve that is a big, big step. So I absolutely learned that we're creatures of habit and that these daily little wins, and it goes back to the steps. So daily steps, daily wins start snowballing and then you start gaining momentum. So it's like it starts compounding, right? And then you get energy and then you get confidence and then things start happening. So, you know, I truly believe that the universe is on our side, but you have to, again, allow yourself. And once you get into the momentum, then the universe and everything else will start working with you instead of against you. So, you know, I'm just putting it all out that this is kind of probably a built-up thing that I have in me, and I just want to share it with everybody, and hopefully this kind of helps. It gets people breaking past their shit, because it's been a long time, right? You deserve it. You know, life will beat you up and this, that, and you will automatically come up with excuses not to do. But in the doing is where everything is. In the, you know, doing what you're scared of, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, that's where it all is. It almost gives me chills because that's it, you know? That's where it is. So it's that grind, that fear, that discomfort. And then you get past that, you feel good a little, and then it's going to happen again. And then, but you're going to remember that, oh, you know what? I felt that way. But guess what? I got past it, and now I'm in a better place in my life, in my business, and you just kept going. So keep going. Take that first step. This is just a quick, giving it to you. But I'm going to get into way more. This is podcast number one. Love and appreciate all of you. Again, if you're on Instagram, follow me at I'm Rick Relentless. If you're on YouTube, it's I'm Rick. If you're on Facebook, I have a support group for resellers and just entrepreneurs in general. And it's I'm Rick Relentless, a reseller support group. You could add me on there. And this feels good. This feels good. It's just, I've been wanting to do this for a while. And there's a whole lot of things I want to do. And it's, you know, sometimes you just get caught up into all the things you want to do and you end up doing nothing. So do that one thing, you know, whatever you got to do, write down the goals, you know, get a whiteboard, take notes, but do that one thing. So this is that one thing. This is the first podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to get into the next podcast. I really want to kind of get into a little history so you guys know who I am, and I definitely want to get to know who you are. So, you know, if you're on social media, let me know that you followed me because of this, and then I like to DM me so we could chit-chat and talk and grow from each other, because, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's a lonely space. So the more support we have, and not only in, you know, in my business, I'm in the reselling community, but it doesn't matter. We're all in business. We're all in life. We're all trying to grow. So helping each other is just a beautiful thing. So love you all.